Brazen Hussies opened as part of the Adelaide Film Festival over the weekend and has very positive reception in the last few days. The documentary reveals a revolutionary chapter in Australian history, the women's liberation movement between 1965 and 1975. Interweaving freshly uncovered archival footage, personal photographs, memorabilia, and a lively personal accounts from activists, Brazen Hussies shows us how a daring and diverse group of women join forces to defy the status quo, demand equality, and create profound social change, contributing to one of the greatest social movements of the 20th century. Joining us now to discuss the film is the executive producer of Brazen Hussies, Sue Maslin. Good morning.
Morning, Tom.
So how did this documentary come about in the first place?
Well, the writer-director, Catherine Dwyer, she's actually a youngish woman. She's in her 30s, and I was really incredibly surprised when I met her about 5 years ago when we were sitting on a panel together. She had just returned from America where she had been working on a similar kind of film looking at the women's liberation movement in America, a film called She's Beautiful When She's Angry. And she came back to Australia and asked the question, why don't we have anything here in Australia that looks at what happened, how feminism was really ignited or reignited, if you like, in the late 60s, early 70s? Why isn't that story being told? And I suggested to her, well, maybe it's about time it was told, and how about you do it?
And it's such an arresting title, I have to say. Where does the name Brazen Hussies come from?
Well, Catherine came up with that title, but it so aptly describes, the tone and the incredible, time that it was. When we used the word reignited, it really was like a grassroots catching fire to ideas that had been permeating amongst women over some time about, well, why didn't women have equal pay? Why couldn't women have, control over their bodies? Why did women have to resign or retire once they got married, from the workforce? There were so many inequalities, and it was a time for change. And the brazenness around which they went about it was just extraordinary, including things like chaining. One of the very first actions was when Merle Thornton and Rosemary Bogner chained themselves literally to respectable middle-class women to the rail of the bar at the Regatta Hotel in Brisbane, the public bar.
That's incredible. So what were the big themes that you really wanted to explore? What was the tone that you were hoping to strike with this film?
Look, I think, the main way that the film really looks at this whole issue is how a small group of people can make profound social change. And that's exactly what happened. Women from right around the country in all sorts of different ways, some of them acting in more radical forms, ranging from street theatre to pamphleting through to protests, etc., getting arrested, being thrown out of, bars where women were not allowed, things like that on the one hand, right through to women who wanted to organise and change the system from within. So by that I mean, organising around the women's electoral lobby for the first time, recognising women as a voting bloc and appealing to women to ask their members, what were they doing, for the women of this country? And they brought about profound change in that 1972 Whitlam election. They helped Whitlam get elected. So really the message of the film is that there's many, many ways to bring about change, and these extraordinary women really showed the way when it came to, gender equality.
And we are going through a bit of political change at the moment, it feels like, particularly in the past few years. What did it feel like sort of working on this film and sort of seeing the state of the world over what we've been going through?
Look, I think it's incredible. The film, above all, is inspiring, and we really, really wanted it to speak to younger audiences. I was very involved in the 70s and the late 70s, within the feminist movement myself, but we didn't want it just to speak to older women looking back on a period of history. We actually wanted to say something to young men and young women and young everyone in between that, yes, there are, huge forces at work here in Australia and internationally contributing to disruption, but you do have a voice, and it's important that, you know, you exercise that voice. And this film really is an inspiration to encouraging, you know, young people to think about how they can make change.
We're speaking with Sue Maslin, executive producer on the new documentary Brazen Hussies, telling the story of the women's liberation movement in Australia. And I mentioned that there was some newly uncovered archival footage that's being shown as part of this documentary. What was the actual research process like?
Well, Catherine, as I said, she spent around 4 years speaking to hundreds of women right around the country, delving into archives and really spending, you know, hundreds of hours going through archival footage, including previously unseen footage, for instance, from the ASIO archives. And that was such a revelation because it actually turned out to be, you know, one of the best sources of looking at the various activities of those women, particularly in the early 70s, because they were seen to be a real threat on the part of ASIO, a real threat to society and to our way of life. And so they documented everything. They turned up to all of those rallies and protests, and thankfully they actually filmed and photographed most of them, kept files, and now that's an absolute treasure trove for documentary filmmakers like us.
What was it like actually uncovering these files that would have been written from the perspective of as if these women are quite dangerous to the fabric of society, and looking back at what, you know, what you've been looking at, and then seeing this completely alternate perspective?
Look, it's fascinating, and, you know, just incredible credit really to Catherine for really revealing these files, because on the one hand we can laugh about it now and the absurdity of it all, but on the other hand it really demonstrated what lengths governments will go to, you know, document and to suppress, you know, any groups that might, you know, appear to be upsetting the social or political order. So from that perspective, it's quite sobering, and you know, we do need to look at, you know, what are the instruments of government that suppress, you know, radical change.
And Sue mentioned that the film is showing currently as part of the Adelaide Film Festival, and will have a wider release in the coming weeks. And obviously, it's a difficult time this year to be putting out artistic projects, and for the film industry. What are your hopes for the future of Brazen Hussies?
Well, look, we've got big hopes because we're distributing the film as well, and we're releasing it nationally on the 5th of November in all states, which is pretty brazen, given, as you say, it's a really tricky time at the moment with COVID. And here in Victoria, where we're based, we can't even get into cinemas at the moment. But the film has, you know, it's such a great piece of work that it's just been picked up by cinemas right around the country. We've got about, you know, 24 cinemas releasing it straight away, and it will continue really to have a life long beyond this initial cinema season. So, you know, we will be screening it eventually on television, and of course we're promoting it, and it's, you know, being widely circulated in schools, because it is an important missing gap in Australian history, really. So it'll have a long life in the educational curriculum.
Well, so thank you so much for your time this morning, and it really does sound like such an incredible and important work.
Look, it's fun, and I think, you know, anybody that can get along and see it this weekend when we open on the 5th of November will be in for a wild ride, and it's a hugely entertaining one as well.
So thank you.
Thank you.